Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Lamites in Maseches Sota is when does a person need to be davening in the same room as a minyan? From our Daf, on the bottom of Lamites Amud Beis going to Lamites Amud Aleph, both in the Gemara and the Tesis, we see that there is a struggle with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's beautiful dictum, which could have well started out as being an idea in Machshava, but of course Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shivim Panim LaTorah, also wanted it to be a Yisod in Halacha as well. And that is the Yisod, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel, Eino Masekes Ben Yisroel, La'aviyem Shabbat Shemayim. Even if there's a steel gate, Kvodo Molei Ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and therefore, wherever a person is, he can encounter God. That means that a person could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, provided that it's a place that's kosher for tefillah, and he doesn't have to be concerned that he's distant from God. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that if there is a mechitza between you and the Kohanim, then nevertheless you could be yotzei with Birchas Kohanim. Tosos compares this to a Gemara in Erev and Adav Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Tosos begins on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, going to the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Tosos points out that the Gemara in Erev tells us that there are particular halachos of where a person is supposed to stand when he davens. For example, the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Zera v'Rabba Bar Rav Chanan v'Yosef Abaye Kamai v'Yosef Yikarmi Shmami Nomi Masnisen Diure Gedola Biktana Ve'ein Diure Ktana Bigdola Ad Tzibur Bigdola V'Shliach Tzibur Biktana. This is a sugi by itself. We discussed the Mishnah Berurah Yomi with Piskei Rav Nevinzal, but the Tosis' usage of that Gemara is that the only time you could have a Tzibur, a minion joined together, is if the minion is in the larger room, nine are in the larger room, but the shliach tzibur is in the smaller room. Vice versa, then in such a case, one would not be yotze. The Gemara also says, continuing on in Tosas, eight lines on top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, based on Gemara Ne'erevin on Tzadi Beis, Tisha Bigdola ve'echad biktana mitstarfin, Tisha biktana ve'echad bigdela, ein mitstarfin. If you have nine people in a smaller room, and one person in a larger room, where there are walls and a doorway between the large room and the smaller room, then in such a case, the minyan doesn't join together. The Gemara even says, Hu adin gdola bigdola. Therefore, the halacha is as follows. And this is how we have halacha, psuka, and shulchan aruch, and simenun hey. We discussed this in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi once. And that is that you need all 10 people in one room to be considered a minyan. If that's so, Tosas points out, how do we reconcile that afilu mechitza shel barzel, that a mechitza of barzel doesn't break between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer, Tosas points out, is straightforward. And this is the approach, halacha lemaisa as well, and we'll get to some very practical examples. And that is that for a minyan to be defined as v'shachanti b'sol p'nei Yisrael, the minyan has to be in one particular location. If it's not, so then you got no minyan. That is Tosas' Yisod in Sota, as well as in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Hei. That does not mean that one cannot connect to the minyan. As described in Hilchas Brachas and Simin Nun Hei, Sifchof, Hoya Asara B'makom Echad, Va'imrim Kadesh U'Kdusha, when there's a minyan in one place, as described in the halachos prior to that in Simen Nun Hei, and the minyan is saying Kaddish and Kedusha together, as we mentioned, the Gemara in Erevin says that if their minyan is, you have five people in one room, five people in another, and we discussed in detail many different configurations, then in such a case, the minyan does not join together. However, if you have 10 people in one place, so then in such a case, the halacha is that even if you're in a distant area, you can answer Lekaddish Ula Kedusha. So we have a dichotomy. For a minyan, you need a particular area. To connect to Kaddish and Kedusha, then you don't. What about a third category? What about Tfila Bitzibur? In order to be considered someone that is davening with a minyan, do you have to be in the room with those individuals? So here, the halacha is not entirely clear. The Shari Tshuva and Simin Nun Hei Sif Katan Vav seems to indicate that in the case of where there is a minyan and you're standing next to a window, then that would be enough to be considered as if one did tefillah b'tzibur. However, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Nun Beis qualifies that. He says, the nevertheless, tzrichim laharos lahem panav. You have to show him your face, and that is a simple pshat of the Chaye Adam. Rav Thaler pointed out to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was of the opinion that that means that you have to show your face to the minion. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I quote Rav Shlomo Zalman because I was thinking of his great Talmud, our great Rebbe. Rav Neman Sal Shlita mentioned to me that the person has to see the minion, but a precise reading of Rav Shlomo Zalman, well, that's what my Rebbe meant, it just wasn't clear to me when he said see the minion, is that the minion also has to see the individual himself. In other words, that let's say you're davening in an Ezras Nashim, in a women's section, if there's a high mechitz over there, and the minion can't see you, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's understanding of the Mishnah Brura, even if you could see them, then you would not be mitzdarf to the minion. Also, in Alicha Shoma, I'm quoting from Perek Hei, Os Yud Ches in the Dvar Halacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal pointed out that this to him sounds like bidyeved. It doesn't sound like it's lechatchila at all. And what comes out is that this yisod, afilu mechitza shel barzel, is not a description of tefillah b'tzibur. For tefillah b'tzibur, you would have to be mareponim. Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes, Umikom makom af b'kai gavne shemareponav ein nochon kol kach lispalol kach ki ein zeshove mamish lispalol im atzibur beis hakneses. It's not considered as if you are literally davening with the tzibur, and therefore, lichatchila, one should try to avoid such a thing. From our Tosos, it's not so clear. Tosos says that the rule of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is that if one person wants to be motzi somebody else, then Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi taught us, afil mechitza shel barzel, eino matzekes. Tosus is not clear whether that would apply also to halacha of tefillah b'tzibur. The interesting question that we conclude with is, what is tefillah b'tzibur closer to? Is tefillah b'tzibur the idea of being mitzdaref with the minyan, and therefore, really, as Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, lechatchila you should be in the same area of the minyan, and seeing them is not enough? Or do we say it's closer to the halacha of the shliach tzibur being motzi somebody else, and then afilu mechitza shel barzel would not be mafsekes? Halacha lemaisa in our Mesorah, Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmir, and therefore when a person wants to join for the special zchus, as described in Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Brura, the zchus of tefillah b'tzibur, where the sitra acher does not have the same power as a tefillah biyachid, in such a case, one should daven in an area where the individual could see the minyan, and the minyan could see him. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Tes in Maseches Sota.